end today with our segment Heard on the Street, where we go out and find people making music, making sounds, being heard out in public. This week, we're collaborating with our friends at the Washington Post Sunday Magazine for a look at chess player Tom Murphy. Tom is a former environmental fundraiser, but troubles with alcohol have left him jobless. He now spends his days in Washington, D.C.'s DuPont Circle, challenging folks to what's known as blitz chess, where each player has only 5 minutes to complete their game. Tom also earns some money teaching others the secrets of chess.
You give me a check, I must walk up. Because it's about the battle of the active king.
Apart from playing chess, Tom likes to tell a good story, and he recently told us a little bit about his personal history.
What really, really got me hooked, when I got out of the military, I was going back to Philadelphia. They have a place called Love Park down in Central Philly. Well, I saw two guys playing. They played for a while. I said, man, I could beat you bums. So the big guy said, why don't you sit down and show me? And he proceeded to give me the history of the French Revolution while he took 200 bucks from me. That got my attention. Now, the moral of the story is, the guy he was playing, who was a master at the time, gave me my first chess book. And he said, read this over the winter, get back to me. I hung with that same two guys I was telling you about. They were members of a chess team called Mate by Force. I became their unofficial mascot. And for a number of years, as the lowly player, and at that time I was rated 895, thought I knew something. They took me around to chess tournaments all up and down the East Coast, gave me plenty of chess books and a lot of instruction. And that's when my game took off. One of my most satisfying wins, there were many, but the first one was 1989. I'm playing at the World Open. At the time, this was the biggest chess tournament in the world. There were 170 grandmasters plus. At the end of the chess tournament, there was a blitz tournament. So it was 5 minutes for the whole game. There were 70 grandmasters in the blitz tournament. What happened was I come to the board. I'm playing an international master who had a chess column for the Los Angeles Times, a gentleman by the name of Anthony Sadie. I get to the board, he says, well, you sure you want to go through with this young man? I look at him. Now, on the next board, a buddy of mine is sitting there. He heard the comment. I looked at my buddy. I looked at him. I said, well, I'm going to let you go ahead on and give me the lesson. And I proceeded to take him apart like a dollar watch. That was one of my most satisfying victories.
And that was chess player Tom Murphy talking to us from DuPont Circle. We met him on the street. Our thanks to the Washington Post for introducing us. And that's our show for today. I'm Michelle Martin. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.